Well, John Clayton likes Slayer. Troy Rank loves The Cure. So this is his walk-up music. Troy Rank, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. Our Denver 7 insider. We take care of you, Troy. Morning, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
Hey, you guys are great. If it wasn't Live Wire by Motley Crue, you got some Cure. I love it.
All right, so file that one away, Benny. Maybe next time we'll do, we'll just make it a Cure Motley Crue, you know, soundtrack anytime Troy comes on. And then we ask him very important questions like this one. Are the Broncos going to go after Juwan James? Void his contract. Go after signing bonus for getting hurt while working out away from the facility.
Well, I mean, they can. That's the simple answer. Everything would be on the table. You know, as it stands, by him working off site, it would void his, he possibly could lose $20 million, but it certainly void his $10.5 million that he was due this year. I don't think that he's going to play a down for the Broncos. I think it's over, but, you know, that hasn't been decided yet. But if it gets to that and they feel like he's never going to play another down, they could try to claw back a portion of his signing bonus, the $3 million. They would go after the $10 million for next year. I mean, it is, I hate to see guys get injured. This is a mess. His relationship with them has been, you know, frayed since his knee injury a couple of years ago. I mean, they repaired that sort of, but this was his year to rebound. So to answer your question, everything would be on the table because it appears he's likely played his last down with the Broncos. And if that were the case, by my math, they could end up paying him $17 million to play 63 snaps. You know, I mean, it's just unfortunate in so many ways that it crushes them because that was an anchor position on the team. And for him, you know, it's just been a disappointing tenure with the Broncos that barely saw him on the field.
So, Troy, it clearly seems like the Juwan James era is completely over here in Denver. So the next question after, you know, do they pay him and all that kind of stuff and the union COVID stuff is who replaces him? Who becomes that guy to step up? Is it Calvin Anderson? Do they make a move somewhere else on the offensive line? Does Dalton Reisner kick out over there? What's the early plans to replace Juwan James?
Yeah, they do like Calvin Anderson. He started a couple of games last year, one at right, one at left tackle. He trained all off season with Garrett Bowles, you know, an attempt to prepare. When I talked to Calvin in March, you know, he was preparing as if he would compete for a starting job because at that point it was unclear, there was uncertainty surrounding Juwan James' situation. So Anderson has that mindset, Chad, of being ready to try to start. Now, I was told yesterday by sources they want to add a veteran right tackle to protect themselves. Could they go right back down the road they did last year with DeMar Dotson? Can they go after someone more qualified that's played in the league and certainly started in Charles Leno that was just cut Monday by the Bears? Or do you look at someone who's coming off an injury like Mitchell Schwartz from the Chiefs, who's been a terrific player in his career, but obviously had a significant injury last season? So could you sign someone like that, slow play it, knowing you have Anderson and trying to combo that position? Or do you bring in someone like Dotson just to kind of patchwork it? But they do want to add experience. I was told, again, that the plan is not to kick Reisner to right tackle. They want to keep him at left guard. He played tackle in college, but he profiles in the pros much better as a guard. And so that the plan for now is to keep him at his position of left guard.
Look, Troy, you can't blame a guy like Juwan James for tearing his Achilles tendon. I mean, it's a freakish type injury, but still, it's Juwan James. I mean, these are the kind of things that happen to Juwan James that he seems to find himself involved in. Should the Broncos have anticipated something happening with Juwan James and gone out and drafted a tackle?
Well, I mean, not in the first round. They weren't going to take Slater over Pat Surtain from everything I've been told. Because Surtain was there, and they liked him. At not the value at nine where they had felt the value was with Surtain. If he was viewed by them as a top five player. Slater was viewed somewhere, you know, in that 10 to 15 range where he fell. The question would have been, should have taken one in the second round. The kid from Oklahoma State was on the board. I mean, there are other guys on the board on day two that you could have gone after. And that's going to, you know, when they look back, depending on, I love the pick of Javonte Williams, but gee, that's where best player available versus need. And should right tackle been viewed as both? a need and take best player available. We'll see. If they're not able to get a veteran they're comfortable with, you certainly can argue that they should have added depth there. They signed a kid as an undrafted free agent. They tried to protect himself. I think in some ways, too, he was around the facility. James was working out at the facility. They liked what they were hearing from him. He was eager to rebound. So I'm not saying that prevented them from taking someone, but they felt like, okay, we've got a plan moving forward. We've put our eyes on him. He's ready to play. He seems his mindset's right. And then this happens. And like you said, should they have prepared for the worst-case scenario with him? Unfortunately, that seems like it's been his Broncos tenure. But they did talk to him and see him, so I'd give him that benefit of the doubt that it wasn't like they were doing it on blind faith. They had seen him recently, talked to him, coaches had talked to him. They felt good with where he was leading into the off-season programs, and then this happened.
All right, Troy, the Aaron Rodgers saga still kind of continues. Bill Barnwell put out he sees a possible trade scenario with the Broncos being a 2022 first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick, Patrick Surtain, Tim Patrick, and Drew Lock. Are you hearing anything from Dove Valley about possible scenarios? And given the one I just ran down to you, is that a trade that you would make with those players in that package?
Yeah, we're not hearing trade scenarios yet because he's not yet available. Now, obviously, behind closed doors, they can start playing the hypothetical game. And I would expect George Payton to be interested if and when the Packers make him available. They decide this relationship's not repairable and we've got to move on. That's the type of trade it would take. Two first rounders and some young players. I would suggest that the Packers would probably want Teddy Bridgewater over Locke. They've already got Locke on their roster and Jordan Love. Why would they want Love and Drew Locke? I don't know that that makes a lot of sense for them. A team that's built to win, I think, would want the veteran quarterback to protect themselves. So let's say for this exercise, two first, Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know if Tim Patrick would qualify as a young enough player. He certainly is a guy who hasn't made a lot of money. He was produced last year when given opportunity. So he'd be in conversation. I think they would shoot higher for Jerry Jeudy, that they would want a former first-round pick. They would probably ask for Jeudy or Chubb. Chubb's interesting because he's due to start making real money next year on his fifth-year option, and then certainly huge money if he goes out and repeats last year's performance. So, but that's the kind of deal it would take. Two ones, I think it would take two ones, a two, and a young player, and a quarterback. I think it would be Bridgewater over Locke because of the way the Packers are currently built, and they have Jordan Love. But it would sting, but it's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, once you get to that point, if you decide you're going to trade for him, you're not worried about what's leaving out. You know bringing him in is going to camouflage weaknesses. That's the one thing about we learned with Peyton Manning. You might have discrepancies on your value and this, but ultimately Peyton, these guys camouflage more blushes than Revlon. So you're bad at third receiver or second receiver. Peyton makes every receiver look good. That's like guys like Rodgers. How many great receivers has he played with? And every time those receivers outside of Devontae Adams, they leave. You don't hear from him much, so I would not, as much as it stings, I would not hesitate to put a receiver in the deal for Rodgers because he makes the next guy up look fine. So I think that the Broncos they got to be plotting, be ready to pounce and be nimble, and I think they will be. But it's just first the Packers have to make him truly available, and they're not at that point yet.
Troy, as you've gotten a chance to learn about George Payton, talk to George, get a sense for what he's doing over there. Look, we know he's been consistent in saying that he's content to go in with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. He did not draft a quarterback at number 9 when he could have. But despite sending out by his actions a message that would indicate that he's okay with where they're at with the quarterback position, do you get a sense that if an Aaron Rodgers is made available, if before all the legal issues came up that a Deshaun Watson was available, that this guy would be uber aggressive in going after one of these guys?
And for specific players, yes, meaning Rodgers, yes, and for Deshaun Watson prior to his legal issues, correct. Now, they were in on Matthew Stafford, but they weren't all in.
Right.
It wasn't all chips to the center
would
of the table.
Would they be all in with these guys?
Rodgers is the one you have to ask because of the age. what is all in mean for a 37-year-old? I would say it's still all in. He's coming off an MVP season. The way the league rules are, there's no reason to think he doesn't have another great year, then good year, and then maybe at age 40, you know, there's a decline. But I think that's a trade-off you're willing to take with the modern NFL, knowing a quarterback can play at a very high level at 38 and 39. At 40, you know, probably all bets are off. But I believe he would be – I believe he would be. Certainly he was ready to for Watson. That's off the table right now. I believe with Rodgers, it's something they're prepared to do. They got to know he's available, number one. And if he becomes available, I would be surprised if George Payton isn't nimble enough to get seriously involved, not make a call, okay, we don't like the price, move on. They understand, if you look at the way the team's built right now, they're really a quarterback away from being a contender. I'm not saying Super Bowl contender, but if you put Rodgers on this roster right now, they're a playoff team for most. They're immediately a team that is viewed as that could win 11, 12 games, and who knows when you get to the playoffs. Without him, they are considered one of the worst offenses by points per game, and their quarterback situation by the industry, whether correct or not, is viewed as one of the worst in the league right now. Maybe that they will far exceed that expectation. But that's where it's at right now. And you would be going from one that's considered the worst, one of the worst quarterback rooms, to getting the reigning MVP who threw 48 touchdowns with five interceptions last year. Think on this a minute of how jarring the change would be. Rodgers threw more touchdowns last year, 48, than the Packers had punts, 47. Last year, the Broncos had 23 passing touchdowns and 65 punts. So, yeah. I would expect them to be all in based on where they are with their roster and the defense they put together this offseason. It would make sense. They're ready to win if they get functional quarterback play.
Troy, as always, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. See you.
Troy Rank, Denver 7 Insider. He is presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.